Mark is a real O'Reilly member.
I can focus in on whatever development task I want to do from experts in the field. It's like worth its weight in gold, you know, in terms of what it allows me to do.
See how Mark puts the O'Reilly Learning Platform to work at O'Reilly.com.
You don't need to be an expert to be a hero. You just need a passion for helping others in times of need. Join the Tarrant County MRC and be a local hero. You'll join a network of volunteers who help out during emergencies and at community events throughout the year. Get started at bealocalhero.org or click the banner to learn more. Discover the hero inside you. Brought to you by Tarrant County Public Health.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Single Storm podcast.
An interview last weekend that didn't get a lot of attention. It was Maria Bartiromo, and she was interviewing James Comer. He is, of course, the head of the Oversight Committee in the Congress. He's a Republican. He's the guy that had all those Republicans detailing how Beijing Biden's on the take, all the millions of dollars that Beijing Biden and his family, 12 of his family members, set up all these shell corporations to take millions and millions of dollars from foreign countries, including communist China, enemies of the United States. Anyway, so Comer is trying to put together this case, and Comer divulges a few things about people of interest that members of Congress want to talk to, that the Oversight Committee wants to talk to. And it was a chilling interview. Folks, people in the Soviet Union who get, well, frankly, people in Russia today who get in the dictator's way, people in China who get in the dictator's way, they have a habit of disappearing. And that was the discussion happening in America as members of Congress want to talk to those with information on Joe Biden and the Democrats. Listen.
You have spoken with whistleblowers. You have spoken, you also spoke with an informant who gave you all of this information. Where is that informant today? Where are these whistleblowers?
Well, unfortunately, we can't track down the informant. We're hopeful that the informant is still there. The whistleblower knows the informant. The whistleblower is very credible. And all we're asking the FBI with respect to the Form 1023 is, what did you do to investigate this allegation?
Just as a reminder, folks, the 1023 form is this unclassified form that a whistleblower says contains information about all of this, about Joe Biden being investigated by the FBI, because, you know, that's what the rank and file folks do. And as soon as it hit the upper echelon, the compromised upper echelon, they put the kibosh on it. We don't want to know how many millions Joe Biden is taking from foreign governments, say the compromised upper echelon of the FBI.
And they send us back a very patronizing letter, basically saying, just trust us and don't worry about it. I mean, this is a pattern of behavior by the FBI that would suggest there's been a cover-up for many years with respect to the Biden influence peddling. And the media will try to defend Biden and say, well, influence peddling is a cottage industry in the United States. Well, first of all, it shouldn't be. And secondly, no president has ever been accused of the things that the Biden family's been accused of at a time when we have a country like China that's a huge threat to our national security, not just, as I mentioned earlier, stealing all of our research and development, intellectual property. They're also building up their military. They've got a cyber attack unit that's superior to anything that we can defend against in the United States. And they continue to buy industries all around the world that put America at risk.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. They're not only buying industries, they're also buying American politicians. And boy, talk about burying the lead, you're going to hear Maria Bartiromo go, wait a minute, did I hear you just say at the beginning of our conversation what I heard you say?
Hold on a second, Congressman. Did you just say that the whistleblower or the informant is now missing?
Well, we're hopeful that we can find the informant. Now, remember, these informants are kind of in the spy business. So they don't make a habit of being seen a lot or being high profile or anything like that. We have basic information with respect to what the informant has alleged, and it's very serious.
Well, you should see Maria Bartiromo's face right now. She's like, wait a minute. Go back. Put the record player back. You're saying that an informant with information about Joe Biden's complicity in selling out the United States to the highest bidder is missing. Can we focus on that, please, Congressman?
It alleges that Joe Biden, when he was vice president, was involved in a quid pro quo with a foreign country in exchange for foreign aid. This is a very serious accusation. All the FBI has to do is say, yeah, we looked into it and it wasn't a credible informant. But they won't answer our questions.
Are there whistleblowers or informants missing right now?
Well, with what we've investigated and the people that we've tracked down, going back to the CEFC, the two main players in that business, as well as all the Americans that were involved in the different Biden influence peddling schemes, as well as the Serbian national, the 9 of the 10 people that we've identified that have very good knowledge with respect to the Bidens, they're one of three things, Maria. They're either currently in court, they're currently in jail, or they're currently missing.
And now maybe you're getting a clue as to why so many Democrats want to take away your firearms, using even when their left-wingers go on shooting sprees. They say, well, a left-winger goes bat guano crazy and starts shooting people up. You conservatives have to lose your right of self-defense. That and all the rest of the Democrats' lawlessness. A view from 30,000 feet up comes your way on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Folks, as you know, the Democrat Socialists have been busy over the last couple of years getting rid of all of the pro-American Trump policies, in particular when it comes to protecting America on the U.S.-Mexico border. They've been getting rid of everything, and Title 42 was on their list, and last week was the week it was supposed to go away and did go away, but we were interrupted by a mass shooting. And the Socialist Democrats tried their best to get out ahead of this and try to make it all, oh, it's a right-winger this time, it's a right-winger, to make that the narrative. Turns out, wasn't exactly the narrative they were hoping for. So amid the push for Democrats to get rid of the law on the southern border, they were also looking to suspend the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. So as stated, could not have foreseen the shooting, but I think there are parallels between failed policies from the gun policies the Democrats are imposing on this country to the open borders the Democrats are imposing on this country. I think they're all tied together and all failures for us. Let's explore some of this with our guest. Steve Hook has been a broadcast professional for over 3 decades. He's honed his conservative libertarian mindset, getting his talk show chops by being the designated fill-in host for one of the founding fathers of conservative talk radio. That would be the one, the only, Bob Grant. Steve is now cranking out that wisdom with a rock and roll flair on the Steve Hook Show on TNT Radio. Steve, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Thank you, Chris. It's good to be with you, my friend. How are you?
Great to be with you as well, sir. I'm doing well. You know, waking up in the morning and having to cover a mass shooting kind of sucks. From the view 30,000 feet up, how are you putting not only the Allen shooting, but the previous shootings that the left wing chooses to ignore because it doesn't fit into their anti-white, anti-Christian narrative?
Well, you just said it all right there. You just encapsulated it. It's a, it's, you know, you hate it when tragedy happens at all. But when tragedy happens and then it's exploited for political purposes, it just really sits even more sourly in the stomach. And what they're doing with this is crazy. And at the end of the day, Chris, you and I both know that tragedies are going to happen regardless of policy. But it must be said that some of these tragedies are almost as predictable as the sunrise because of the policy. And it's disgusting to watch. And I was really saddened to hear it. And we don't know much about this guy, Mauricio Garcia. They're not saying much about him other than, hey, maybe he was a right winger. But what does that really mean in today? You know, are they trying to shift blame? I don't know.
Well, tell me, because I mean, frankly, some people in the press will say if you despise Jewish people, that makes you a right winger. However, all the evidence I see of Jew hatred comes from Ilhan Omar, from Ayanna Pressley, from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, from Barack Obama. So sorry. Agreed. Those folks aren't conservatives. So if that's your predicate from some of these individuals putting out the fact that the shooter was somehow right wing, if that's your predicate, I think they're off base on that. But if we look at where gun control is the rule of the day, whether it be San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia, the big blue cities, gun crime is rampant. I mean, what happened in Allen, Texas, happens every weekend in Chicago, yet none of these left-wingers hit social media or hit the air calling for gun control when it's massive slaughter in Chicago on any given weekend, right?
Yeah, well, exactly right, because, you know, that why address something that's going to point the finger back at you? Let's take an event that we can actually exploit and maybe get legislation passed on. And maybe, you know, it's just, and this is the thing, Chris, I think a lot of people are, at least I'm hopeful here, that people are starting to wake up and see that every time an event like what happened in Allen, Texas happens, it's immediately jumped on, not only by the Democrats and the DNC, but the entire machine. The media jumps on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they start talking about it more. The Marxist professors will start their rail on it. Hollywood's bound to come out, and somebody's going to say something stupid in no time. You know it's going to happen, and it happens all the time. And I think that as these things happen, the scales are starting to fall from people's eyes a bit. Let's just say that.
Yeah, and it's about time, because I think that we can't afford to walk around with those blinders on, because it's also being reported that Mauricio Garcia was dismissed from the United States military because of mental health issues. And if the military, and this is another failure of government, here we go again. The government knew he had mental problems, but didn't follow the steps to make sure he couldn't get access to firearms. A failure of government. All of these vaunted laws, the same left-wing nut jobs told us would protect us and don't, because government always fails. And the next time it does, Steve, we had better be ready to protect ourselves, because government always fails. And I think we can tie this all in to what's going on at the southern border, because frankly, you've got an open border situation, and these same left-wing nutballs who say, well, just do what we tell you on guns, these are the same people that don't have the brains to stop millions of illegal aliens coming across the border, can't stop tons of fentanyl coming across that border. But we're supposed to bet our families' lives on the fact that they can stop illicit guns from coming in across that border. Doesn't pass the smell test, yet, no?
Well, it doesn't pass the smell test. And also, the irony here, of course, is, Chris, that it was only, I'm old enough to remember Fast and Furious, when they were smuggling drugs across the border. And now we know that across the border. And now we know that some of those guns have been used against American citizens and against, of course, American Border Patrol. I just find the whole thing nauseating. Obviously, the shooting and the mass shootings are bad enough. But as you mentioned, in Chicago, goodness, we lose 20 young black men every weekend, it seems like. And that just goes unreported. And then when they get this situation where they can point to the border, here's the thing that really gets to me. We know for a fact, Chris, that a lot of these people that I just had on my program the other day, I had a former border chief, Rodney Scott, on. And he kind of pointed out that, hey, these people that are coming to the border, sure, a lot of them are poor, destitute people. Hell, if I lived in Venezuela and I had a family, I'd be hot-footing it to the northern border as quick as I could. That said, we also know that they're unloading prisoners and they're unloading mental health patients. So all of this kind of stuff is building, 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 and then it's going to blow somewhere. And I don't know if Allen, Texas was an example of that. We don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. But I wouldn't be surprised if more of these incidents happen. And to use tragedy for political expedience and legislative purposes is so dark on so many levels that it's disgusting.
It is. I can tell you our sources are saying that, yes, there was a translator that had to be called in to interview the parents of Mauricio Garcia, but that he appears to be legally in the United States, a citizen. So we'll see where that all pans out. But Steve Hook is our guest right now, folks. The Steve Hook Show on TNT Radio. Title 42 is going away. Beijing Biden and his Marxists came in and said, wow, Trump successfully stopped the illegal immigration into the United States. We got to undo all that. And Title 42 is the last vestige. And they're anticipating, we've already got 6.5 million officially illegal aliens in the country with 1.3 million known gotaways. This is going to harm America exponentially worse, is it not?
Well, it's obviously going to. And I must say that this week coming up is going to be a very tough week for this administration. You've got James Comer, chair of the Oversight Committee, the House Oversight Committee, saying that on Wednesday he's going to hold a big press conference where he's going to start throwing down some receipts for some of the grift that's been going on with the Biden family. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you've also got Title 42 expiring, which is going to see, well, estimates right now, Chris, you've probably heard the same as I. They're saying there's at least 40,000 on the border. Former chief Rodney Scott told me, Steve, don't you believe those numbers? They're going to be considerably higher, and they're getting higher by the day as we get closer to it. So on one hand, you're going to have Comer just blowing up the story of the grift, the long-known grift. I mean, it's been an inside joke in D.C. that Biden is a grifter for many years now, and that's going to come to the fore. And then you're going to see these images of thousands of people bum-rushing the nation. And yes, it's going to cause havoc, especially in the border cities, but coming soon to a town near you. And then you're going to have the Comer investigation go forward. I just think that D.C. is bracing for this week.
Well, you know what? I'd like to congratulate MSNBC and NBC air quotes news for discovering we actually have a southern border and the multiple crises that they actually sent a camera down there to say, hey, there's a crisis here. And it only took him about 2.5 years to figure that out. But I've always said, Steve, that nothing good comes from breaking your own laws. And that is so true, whether it's elections or whether it's the border. By the way, you mentioned Beijing Biden and speaking of breaking laws, how much of a grifter is. He got the name Quid Pro Joe for a reason. Everybody knew that if you wanted something from Beijing Biden, you had to buy it. You had to grease his palms with cash. Again, an open secret in Washington. And guess who learned that? Communist China and Mother Russia and all these other foreign agents who have been. And that's what Comer says he has. He has the receipt showing all this money flowing from foreign enemies into the Biden's bank accounts. But nothing good comes from illegal immigration. But I've got to say, this is a bipartisan affliction. This is Republicans and Democrats teaming up for decades to gift the American people against our will this untenable situation on the border. True?
I think it's absolutely true. And I think that you touch on something that's very, very key that we can never forget. And that is, and again, Chief Scott mentioned the same thing to me. He said, he goes, you've got K Street lobbying on behalf of Republicans. We're thinking, you think Chamber of Commerce and these kinds of groups that are pushing for the labor. Okay, I get it. But there's got to be a way besides opening the border wide open. How about some kind of work visa, temporary in nature, seasonal in nature? But every time you mention that, it doesn't go anywhere. And I think that this is coming to a head, and I think that people, God, I know, how would you like, let me ask you this, how'd you like to live in Brownsville, Texas right about now?
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, it's getting exponentially worse for these little border communities. That's why I get such a kick out of people like Eric Adams in Manhattan saying, hey, this is inhumane what you're doing. Oh, gee, really? I mean, no kidding.
Well, and you know what about Brownsville and these majority Latino communities on our southern border, and to bring in the whole bipartisan discussion, it was John Cornyn and Mitch McConnell and 16 other Senate Republicans that voted for an omnibus that prohibited. It didn't just say we're not going to allocate the money. It prohibited the money they were allocating be used to stop illegal immigration. They prohibited it. And the fact that a Republican signed the dotted line saying, it's only Latino communities. What do we care? And of course, that is John Cornyn's legacy. His selling out the people of Texas, including Latino communities, not only on the issue of the border, but also on the Second Amendment, which is kind of bringing us full circle and talking about both the big stories today.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people are waking up to the fact that the swamp rats, and you mentioned two of the biggest right there, Cornyn and McConnell, they've got to go. I was absolutely shocked to learn that McConnell actually signed a letter that said they're going to stand by the budget reform and say we're going to sign this letter and sign on, and we're not going to give him what he wants. We'll see how that plays out.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are swamp creatures, Chris. They will do whatever it takes. They don't much give a damn. They're very much like Hollywood liberals. They're insular. They live in a bubble, and that's where their headspace is, inside their little bubble, their little cocoon. They don't see it, but they do know that K Street is screaming and knocking on their door saying, we need the labor. And by God, they always bend the knee. And it's just so frustrating. And I really do hope we can get back to more of a conservative, worldview when it comes to the border and everything else, the gun control too, for that matter.
These Republicans bend the knee and then they bend the nation over for these special interests, whether they be the Democrats who want to rig elections with a whole bunch of foreign nationals or the quote unquote business community, the woke business community. Last thing I have for you, Steve, is President Trump proved that you could have a secure border, that you could have lawful immigration into the United States. He proved it because it was the McConnells of the world and the socialist Democrats teaming up to say, well, you can never, ever secure the American border. It can never happen, even though we saw so many other countries knew how to do it. But America never can, they told us, but Trump proved they could. So now you got this ABC poll over the weekend that is, according to Snuffleupagus, George Snuffleupagus over there, is absolutely devastating, he said to Beijing Biden. Trump is up in an ABC poll, seven points over Biden, and the Democrat Party only a third of the Democrat Party want Beijing Biden back as the nominee.
It's stunning, really. That poll was, you know, it's funny when you mentioned Stephanopoulos, Snuffleupagus, that's good. The shock on that man's face when that poll was revealed, it's almost as if he didn't see it before they went live. And he was like, wait a minute. I mean, you see even independents, Chris, breaking for Trump now.
Oh, yeah.
If you would have told me that 3 weeks ago, I'd said that's never going to happen. Not because I don't like Trump. Not because I wouldn't vote for Trump. I'd vote for him again in a hot minute. This would be the third time I vote for him if he's the nominee. But when you see the independents break towards Trump, I don't know if it says more about what a great job he did, although he did and we know it, or if it says this is how much Biden is now despised in this nation.
Yep.
He can't even keep together independents that may heretofore never have even considered voting for Trump. Now they're pushing towards Trump. It's going to be a very interesting primary season and then a very interesting, general season. I mean, it's really going to be an interesting watch, that's for sure.
Well, it's just like Barack Hussein Obama said, and never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F things up, according to reports. Steve Hook, everybody, the Steve Hook Show on TNT Radio. When does it air? When can folks check out your offerings?
Well, I'm on every day, Monday through Friday. Well, because, in Australia, which is where we're based out of, you know, they don't have the daylight savings time. So typically when we don't have daylight savings times, I'm 5 to 6. But right now, you can find me 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on TNTRadio.live.
Right on, right on, right on. Steve Hook, it's great to meet you, man. I can't wait to talk to you again.
Brother.
And that brings this Salcedo Storm podcast to an end. Do me and yourself a favor, visit a couple of websites, ChrisSalcedo.com. Go there and track down the Chris Salcedo shows, AM 700 KSEV, TNTRadio.live, and also on Newsmax Television, all over the place. No excuses, my friends, to miss the Chris Salcedo show on radio, also simulcast on Getter and Rumble. So it's basically everywhere. And we're working on some other outlets as well. Also check out at ChrisSalcedo.com all of our social media hookups. We're there just to make sure you never lose contact with us. Also pay a visit to TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com is where you'll find enterprising journalism that focuses in on Texas but impacts the entire country. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but it is rather measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. You stay safe out there, my friends.
If the brain is connected to the body connected to the family, and the family connected to the community, where does health begin and where does it end? At the University of North Texas Health Science Center at Fort Worth, we're a premier academic medical center that believes in the bigger picture of health. And we're committed to advancing access, innovation, and ideas to ensure a healthy future for everyone. Learn more at treatboldly.unthsc.edu. If the brain is connected to the body connected to the family, and the family connected to the community, where does health begin and where does it end? At the University of North Texas Health Science Center at Fort Worth, we're a premier academic medical center that believes in the bigger picture of health. And we're committed to advancing access, innovation, and ideas to ensure a healthy future for everyone. Learn more at treatboldly.unthsc.edu.